This is Dr. Ali, ALI dictating. This physical patient name, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, date of birth 7/28/1956. Please, future care, send it on nursing home, data service, 10/18/2023. History and physical, history of present illness. This is a 67-year-old gentleman with a history of CVA. Patient came follow-up at endocrine clinic. He has a history of diabetes mellitus, CVA, ambulatory dysfunction. While at the doctor's appointment, patient was noted have difficulty ambulation, difficulty with using walkers. And patient was reported to have increased weakness, incontinence of stool and urine, and periodic agitation. Patient was trying to get out of the wheelchair. He almost fell but was held by the physician in the clinic. Because of that ambulatory dysfunction, patient was sent to the ER for further evaluation. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Patient confused, as per ED note, was getting agitated. After evaluation, patient was noted to be hypertensive. He was started on antihypertensive medications and subsequently admitted to the hospital for further evaluation and management for ambulatory dysfunction in the setting of previous CVA, history of alcohol abuse, and diabetic neuropathy. Patient also has a psych history in the past and dementia. Patient was managed. While in the hospital, patient was noted AKI in the setting of CKD. Diabetes was monitored closely, medication adjusted. Dementia, periodic agitation, that was managed, and he was maintained on Risperdal. PDOT done, and they recommended sub-Q rehab. A patient was transferred to a sent to nursing home. Today, when I saw the patient, he just came from the hospital. He was lying on the bed. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, cough, fever, chills. He's a poor historian, not answering any question properly. He's confused and disoriented. First medical history. History of CVA, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, alcohol abuse, next line. Left hemiparesis, next line. History of seizure reported in 2012. History of visual impairment. Allergies not known.
Yes,
social history, history of alcohol abuse, family patient control, medication upon discharge, as per discharge summary note, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 20 mg, Tesari Lipitor 40 mg daily, Cyanocobalamin 500 mcg daily, Trulicity 0.75 mg given 7 days, Jardiance 10 mg one tablet daily, Gabapentin 300 mg twice a day, Lantus 10 units of cutaneous daily, Metformin 500 mg BID. Artificial tears, Risperdal 1 mg BID vitamin D, 1000 units daily, Augmentin that need to be clarified from the hospital, 875 BID, but we have to clarify the reason. Nervous system, headache, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. Pulmonary, no shyness, breath, and vision, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no tendinitis, musculoskeletal. No pain, neuro patients awake, forgetful, poor story, and disoriented. Physical patient awake, alert, forgetful, and disoriented. Blood pressure 120 over 68. Pulse. Temperature 97.8, respiration 20, headache, thalamic eyes, anectaric, neck, supple, UD chest, not tender lungs, clear, no easing, heart, tenderness to weapon, soft, not above from past to extremity, no edema, neuro, patients awake, forgetful, and disoriented, left side weakness. Assessment patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Previous CVA. With the left side weakness, next line, dementia, memory impairment, next line. Recent urinary tract infection. As reported in the hospital discharge summary, was given Augmentin at 10-6. AKI with CKD, next line diabetes mellitus, next line. History of periodic agitation. History of diabetic neuropathy. Plan of care. Will continue all his current medications, check CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C. Will put Augmentin on hold and to verify from the hospital the reason. Paper and discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.